If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
And we're back. Here we go. Season 2, Episode 1 of the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast. And it feels good to be back here on the 7th floor of the beautiful Tribune Tower in the old Cap and Haw Studios, where I have great memories. And alongside my man, Scott King from the Red Eye, fresh off the convention this weekend at the Hilton. Let's talk a little Blackhawks. How are you, my friend?
I'm good.
Face looks good.
Mine or yours?
Mine always looks good.
I was going to say, we both got some color, you know. It's kind of a long break, much longer than we expected. With the Hawks.
And, yeah, well, our last time we talked was in April.
Yeah, good God.
Usually we're talking through June.
Yeah, that's what you come to expect with the Hawks.
Yeah, so a little bit of an early exit this year, but we all got rested up.
We're rested up. The team's rested up. They got some color. We got some color. Let's do it, at least for now. And then we'll probably come back in September like we were talking before the show. Right now, we're going to fill everyone in on all the action, some trades, prospect camp, convention, and then we'll be back later on for more.
And you, my friend, were at the convention.
I was.
Now, this year, no Stanley Cup, but
it was weird.
Probably the highlight was Patrick Kane bringing all three of his trophies. The Ted Lindsay Trophy, you got the Art Ross Trophy, and then, of course, you've got the Hart Trophy, which goes to the MVP of the league. He actually brought those to the Steve Cochran Show, which I work on, weekday, 6 to 10 a.m., tune in.
There you go.
He brought them in studio on Friday, so I got a chance to look at those before he actually brought them to the convention. Those are some impressive pieces of hardware, my friend.
They're massive. On Twitter, I said his trophy case is fighting for its life right now after everything he's earned over the years, because he gets to keep those replicas.
How much Windex you got to use in that?
Oh, my God.
For that trophy case.
He probably has a guy he hired just to maintain and keep up the maintenance on his trophy case.
I might want that job.
It's a great job.
That's a nice side job. You get figured
out. Yeah. And you could hang out with his barber that does his mullet. Those two guys are probably like best friends. The guys that work for Patrick Kane.
Here's the thing. He was mulletless this year.
And he mentioned on Cochran
he did on our show.
He will bring it back.
First round exit. Just saying.
What an exclusive. That's a hot take.
Well, that's what we do. We dish them out 6 to 10 on the Steve Cochran
show. It's a great show. I caught up on all the Hawks stuff listening to the Blackhawks podcast, including a lot of Cochran bits.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
No, we do have a heavy dose of Blackhawks, obviously being the flagship of the station, but Steve is actually a very big Blackhawks fan.
He knows hockey very well.
Yeah, he does. So we always do include that on the show. So if you want to get a little news talk and get a little bit of sports talk, you can tune into that too. But enough plugging that show that I work on. Why don't we plug what you're doing now? Because actually, since we had our podcast kind of go away in April because we had to take some time off because not much to talk about unless you want to talk about the other teams that are continuing in the playoffs. But now you finally got we've had the Blackhawks Crazy blog, but now we've rebranded it to the Chelsea Blogger. So same thing, new name, same author.
Yes, thank you. The suits here at WGN thought it'd be good to have kind of a different entity for the blog. And I agree. I came up with the name Chelsea Blogger. I think it's catchy. I think people like it already. I did a few stories that are on the WGNradio.com website with Chelsea Blogger at the convention, so you could read those there.
One was about Soupy, right? Brian Campbell.
One was about Campbell coming home. We'll get a little more into him in a minute, but he's just thrilled to be back, and everyone obviously had a lot of great things to say about him. And two stories in the Red Eye today. Just picked up the Red Eye. Got what the Blackhawks like to binge watch. I got from the convention some interesting shows and their man caves and what kind of memorabilia they keep. We talked about Kane and everything that he has, but there's some cool stuff in there. Like Desjardins collected a puck from the last game of every series in 2015.
Really?
So that's pretty cool, yeah.
That is cool.
And he went on to say he has his own collection. He has a World Cup photo signed by Lemieux and Gretzky when they're celebrating after they won, and he's got a Gordie Howe picture signed. He's got a bunch of cool stuff.
That's some nice memorabilia
there.
All right,
cool stuff.
So you gave us a little bit of the memorabilia. Give me a little binge watching, because we want people to read the Red Eye. But we also want to give him a little tease here.
Exactly. Well, speaking of Soupy, this isn't exactly binge watching, but he watched the night of the new HBO show. And it's there are two episodes in, and my wife and I watch it and like it a lot. It's a good
the
show on
night
HBO.
Of?
It's about
this is how out of touch with I am with reality when you get up as early as I do. I've never heard of it.
Do you even watch TV anymore? Do you even have a chance?
Not really.
That stinks.
No, I basically come here and then I go home and I sleep.
You just need like one good show. But yeah, this is a good show. It's The Night Of, it basically takes you through the process of when you're charged with a crime, when the cops pick you up, to how they process evidence, to locking you up, to how a lawyer finds you. It's very interesting. There's been a lot of like crime thrillers, but when they take you through every step of the process, it's some good TV. I'm into it.
Oh, so Soupy's got a little
He's
bit
a
of
fan
a
fan of that.
Justice tooth, not a sweet tooth, but a little justice tooth.
He
going
likes
on
some
there.
Good justice.
Yeah. Soupy's the best, by the way.
He's awesome. He's a great guy.
I know him personally, and he's a really good guy. So it's nice for him to come back. Now, here's a guy that takes $2.1 million 1 year deal. He could have gotten $5 million somewhere else.
Exactly.
But he wanted to come home.
To stay with Florida, they offered him right around that.
His wife's from around here. They actually live in he's mentioned it before on the
He mentioned at the convention.
He lives in Western Springs.
He gave a big shout out. He's my neighbor in Western Springs. He gave a big shout out to Western Springs at conventions. We talked a lot.
It's not always about the money. Now, granted, he's made a lot of money over his career at 37 years old, including that massive contract from the Blackhawks before he got traded to the Panthers. But
right.
You know, it's not all about the money sometimes, and he's a great guy. So great guy for the dressing room, no question about it. And everybody loves him. So nice little return home for Soupy.
Yes. So check out Chelsea Blogger. Check that out to catch up on everything.
WGNradio.com/sports Chelsea Blogger, and that's where you actually find this podcast too. So you just find the podcast which you're listening to right now. So then just search. Chelsea Blogger, and we'll be good there.
Everything there.
So we've said goodbye a little bit.
Yeah, some tough goodbyes.
Some tough goodbyes. Cue the Boys to Men. Hard to say goodbye to yesterday, but, you know, Teravainen and Bickle, that was earlier on in the offseason. They get traded over to Carolina for some draft picks.
Yeah.
Bickle, the fact that they were able to just get rid of that money, everybody expected that he would not be back. A lot of people were not too happy about the Teravainen deal, being part of that deal. Where did you come out on it? Because I haven't talked to you since.
Yeah, exactly. No, I understand the frustration, and I kind of share in it because I think I would have enjoyed seeing how he develops. You know, let's not forget he's 21.
21 years old.
Yeah, he's 21. So there's still, I think the study maybe the Wall Street Journal did last year, 2 years ago, was forwards in their prime right around 25, I think is the sweet spot. So he could already be put in a lot of different situations, and he was such a good prospect for so long because he had the potential. He made some great plays behind the net, in front of the net. So I would have liked to see how he developed, and I think that's why fans are disappointed, and I share in that. But the thing is, I think it was inevitable that you had to. He was the one guy I think you had to package.
Mm-hmm.
With Bickle, I think people have been asking for him with Bickle for about a year now.
Yeah.
So, and I think you knew, we all kind of knew and braced for Shaw to go anyways, and that wound up being separate. I think if you had packaged Shaw with Bickle before, you would have needed more of a return. So I think it made more sense for Teravainen to go with Bickle.
It's just Teravainen. It's like that young puppy. You know, you just gave him away.
Yeah.
It's like, he's 9 months old. He's not fully grown yet, but he's peeing on the carpet. And I mean, he was good at first. And
he catches the frisbee really well, but
sometimes he pees on the carpet and doesn't look as good.
Chases the mailman.
So then you give him to your neighbor.
Yeah.
That's going to be a weird change of scenery for him. You go from a crazy town now, you know, because when I grew up, we've talked about that several times, Blackhawks were even on TV,
right?
But now this is a Blackhawks town.
Chicago is a
hockey town, and now he's going to Raleigh, North Carolina. It's gonna be a little bit of change,
different
in
kind of living
there.
I think he'll
able to focus more.
He was good to speak with, to interview, but he wasn't a guy that enjoyed doing media, I don't think. And,
and
you get less of that there. So maybe he can focus more on playing there.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. And he always talked like he had some peanut butter on the top of the roof of his mouth. Now it's back to like the dog thing. Don't you think a little bit?
Yeah. Now that you mention it.
So old when I would be in the scrums in the dressing room.
Yeah, same
here. So baby-faced.
He is baby-faced.
It's like, oh, man. But I am old, though. But still, you know, like,
yeah, he couldn't grow much of a playoff beard, could he?
No.
I'm trying to think. Like, not even scraps.
Yeah, he struggled on that front, but
yeah,
he'll like it when he's 40. So that's all that matters. And he'll be a millionaire, so it'll be a good thing. So you kind of alluded to it before, but Andrew Shaw, I think everybody saw this. Not everybody saw this coming. Another kind of a disappointing loss, but You can't blame. I mean, 6 years. What do you got? 6 years from the Canadians,
yeah,
correct?
Master deal.
After the trade, you know,
master deal.
You got to get something for him, and that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, he
more draft picks.
They just couldn't afford him, and yeah. And you know, I kind of take issue with. We've heard it since right before he got traded that this a reason why he was going to get traded is because Andrew Shaw is replaceable, and people, you know, media and fans say, oh yeah, Ryan Hartman's going to jump right in and replace Andrew Shaw. Let's slow down a minute because you're talking about a guy
that.
Who I like Hartman a lot. First game, first shift in the NHL, and completely knocked the guy on his ass. And he was a bigger guy. And Hartman is good. He's got hands and he plays really tough. He plays the Shaw style. But Andrew Shaw is a proven playoff performer the last few years, at least. Really, the last few years.
No question.
Just scored 20 goals for the first time. Played on a top line for the majority of the season with Jonathan Toews when no one else was really mixing there. So it's a guy you can put in any situation that is a heart and soul guy that does anything for his team. I think just because people call him a spark plug or a heart and soul guy, they think he's replaceable because all you got to do is find a tough third or fourth line player. But he can be put in any situation. He can do so much more than people are giving him credit for. So I think he is replaceable. We'll see. We'll see how Hartman does. Maybe they acquired Jordan Tutu. Maybe Tutu takes his role a little bit. Maybe splits it with Hartman. But I think he's going to be a lot harder to replace than people think.
And it's the intangibles, too, with Shaw, because he was a great dressing room guy. And the Blackhawks are loaded with him.
Yeah.
But everybody loves Shaw.
Funniest guy on the team. You can argue for one of the nicest guys on the team. Definitely hard to replace. And a quote that came to mind, and I put on Twitter right when he got traded, is in 2015 when they went on and won the Cup, I was doing a story on Shaw, and Duncan Keith said, he's like, sometimes just noise is good. Sometimes you need that noise. And it's going to be a lot more quiet now.
Yeah, much more quiet. He was like that, you know, I'm on this dog reference thing, but that, I don't
you
know
love
why.
Pup. But you love a good pup.
I do love a good pup. But he's just that, he's that little feisty, little like Doberman, the miniature Doberman.
He is, and his skill really developed too.
And he barks at you, and he might bite you a little bit, but he's got a heart of gold.
Right.
But everybody likes him because he's a tough little crap.
I agree, and that's how it started, and that combined with his work ethic to make him improve as a player, and that's why, I think he's just a clutch player, and they're going to miss him.
Blackhawks Crazy Podcast, that voice you just heard right there, that's Scott King from The Red Eye. I am Mike Jacobson from WGN Radio. And you mentioned Jordan Tutu, and you actually had a chance to catch up with him over the weekend at the Blackhawks convention. Why don't we take a listen to that?
Well, I know what my foundation is, and that's being a physical presence out there. I can skate. I've been doing this a lot of years. I know what my role is. At the same time, I can play the game. And I think in this day and age, in order to stay in the league, you gotta adjust to whatever you can do. And I'm, like I said, my foundation is being physical and hard on pucks and doing all the dirty work.
Jordan Tutu. Now he's had quite a past. I don't know if you've heard much about
intriguing.
He's had some substance abuse problems. He was actually either engaged or dating Kelly Pickler, the country singer.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
No. Back in his Smashville days.
Yeah, do a little Wikipedia on
a
Jordan. Jordan Tutu.
I think if you're an NHL player in Nashville, I think you have no choice but to date and or marry a country western singer.
Yeah, I'll sign up for that, by the way.
Not a bad gig.
Yeah.
Comes with the territory.
Professional hockey player, and look at Mike Fisher. Worked out for
him
pretty well.
Exactly. No, Tutu, you heard
Love
new.
Carrie.
You a fan?
Big fan. And I like her music.
She's like you. She's got some silky pipes.
She does. You know? She does. She's a little prettier.
She lay a track down.
A little prettier, maybe. Just a little bit.
You got a lot of sun. No, but Tutu, it's interesting. My first thought is, I know they're going to miss Shaw, but they have these young guys coming up that could fill his role, like Hartman, and they are getting some speed with prospects we'll talk about later. I was kind of wondering at first why Tutu, a guy who's just kind of an enforcer. You already have Mischinter. I was wondering why take the chance on him. And I forgot what his contract was exactly, but you're not throwing the kitchen sink.
No, you're
at
not
him.
Breaking the bank.
Right, exactly. It's going to be interesting to see how he works out. I think they are counting on him to take up some of the agitator role. And what's interesting, it's something that came out of the convention, is actually back home in Canada, Duncan Keith and Brent Seabrook had recruited him. They told Stan Bowman that they think would be a good addition to the team, and Stan Bowman calls him, and now he's a Hawk.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, no, that's that. Yeah.
See, I even learned something here on the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast. Welcome.
It's good scoop. That? Hot take.
Hot take.
And just Keith talked about him a little bit and said the reason why is he's so hard on the puck that Keith was a lot of times afraid to make plays by him because the guy hit so hard, and he's got some speed. And you heard him in his quote that he can play the game a little bit. So he's not, you know, he'll be lucky to get a handful of goals, but it'll be interesting to see what he can do, what kind of energy he can bring to the Hawks.
The way I look at it, I mean, he's got good recommendations on his side. You don't break the bank. Why not?
Why not try it? I totally agree.
I mean, I don't think you're risking too much.
And this is a season where you're relying on a lot of young talent. Another blog I did from the convention that's on Chelsea Blogger. You're going to have some young guys stepping up now. So you kind of need a veteran guy to try out with all the young guys.
And again, Chelsea Blogger is on our website, WGNRadio.com. And if you want to even get there faster, WGNRadio.com/sports. You could also just Google Chelsea Blogger. It'll come right up. I actually did that. Right before the
me too. Feels good when it pops right up to
yeah,
the top there.
It's a good thing, isn't it? It's a good thing. So Brian Campbell's back, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, but I think it's worth bringing up again because that's probably been, the biggest deal in terms of free agents.
It's probably the biggest Hawks story in the offseason. Yeah.
I mean, most recent too, because it feels so weird because we haven't talked to each other in so long. Kind of going back to like Teravainen and Bickle and Shaw, but. It really is a great story, and I know you wrote a great piece on him.
Oh, thanks.
And I just think he's just one of those guys that he's going to be an ambassador for this team one day, and bringing him back now, and here's a 1 year deal. Maybe we go 2 years if it works out. I mean, he's 37 years old.
Yes,
but the guy still skates like. I mean, it's like he's 30.
You just said the number one thing in
he's
my
so
opinion.
Fast.
You,
he's
so yeah, fast. Yeah, that's the number one thing is a couple of years ago, if you had told me Brian Campbell's coming back, I would have said, Campbell, he's in his, he's pretty good here in Florida, and he's in his mid-30s, if you had told me a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I would not have liked to move back then. But seeing as how he had arguably his best season with the Panthers last season,
look at
registered
that team
a plus
in
31. He led the league, plus 31, plus minus rating. And that's huge for a defenseman. And you nailed it too. His skating ability is top notch, and that's why he has been so good there. And that's exactly what the Hawks need. The Hawks need another puck-moving defenseman that can make plays, that can log a lot of minutes. Think about Keith and even Seabrook, but especially Keith, not having to log as many minutes now, as much ice time, because you have a Campbell. And not only Campbell, but you get a Michael Kempney, who they just signed.
Mm-hmm.
I know we got more to say on Campbell, but it's interesting that you're going to have pairings actually look a lot better now on paper and probably on the ice. You're getting Michael Kempney from the KHL, supposed to be another very solid defenseman.
Does he get a spot?
I think he gets a spot. What's interesting, I don't know if you guys talked about it on Cochran's show, what's interesting is he would not comment on whether the Hawks told him he has a guaranteed spot. I thought it was interesting.
Hmm. Maybe a little incentive there.
Yeah, I think so. To come over from the KHL, move your whole life over here. And is he 25? I think he's 25. I think, yeah.
Yeah, right around the quarter century.
I think he's 25, and there's a lot of similarities with how him and Panarin came over, so it'll be interesting.
So yeah, I do like that incentive base. So like, all right, we're not going to guarantee you anything here, but come on down. You're the next contestant sort of deal.
And to get back to Soupy, the soup is on. He's
how long have you been waiting? How long have you been doing this? About 20 minutes. You've been waiting 20 minutes.
Yeah,
I've been
itching to say that. I'm going to call him Mr. Soup.
That was everybody's headline, like the Chicago Tribune and Sun-Times.
I didn't use it. That's why.
Oh, I'm saying everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's going to get it up there first?
Come on. Soup's on. He's here. Soup's on. No, but he's thrilled to be here. And I like one of Q's quotes. Q said he took a haircut to come back and play for us.
That's so hockey.
So cute.
Yeah, so great.
And he's been, it actually works out for him and his family. He's got two young daughters, a wife that grew up in the area, and they've been living here first in the city the last few years and then out in the suburbs the last couple of years. So it just works out for him and his family. He's thrilled. He did take a pay cut, and I think he's worked out very nicely. I think he's exactly what they were missing last year, at least one of the major pieces they were missing last year.
Now, before we move on, because I know we want to kind of wrap up with the prospect camp and, some of the guys that maybe stood out. You did get to catch up, too, with Corey Crawford at the convention too, and he had a few things to say. Actually, one about Soupy, and then also, you know, about rest. You know, how's that going? You know, you don't really get this much rest usually.
Good to relax and unwind and have a long summer.
In a way, yeah. In another way, it's kind of disappointing to end a little early last year. But now, like you said, we do have some more time to relax and really heal up, get ready for next year.
For how much did you watch just off-season moves, knowing that there was going to be some turnover, some change to this team? How involved were you in watching that?
Yeah, I watched some things here and there, some of the news. I mean, not every day, but obviously I saw all the big stuff. Soupy coming back, that's a great addition for us. You know, a guy who can skate, move the puck, and you know, get the puck out of our zone pretty quickly. It's nice to have him back, and also a great guy in the room. So you know, that was really key.
Yeah, you heard it there, and that's exactly what I heard from everyone else, too, is, yeah, it's nice to get the rest, and Corey Crawford had a nice glowing tan, just like Marcus Kruger and everybody else. They, you've never seen the Hawks with tans because they're always playing hockey. So,
yeah.
Still. But no, it was a good rest. They needed it. I think their bodies really needed it, but it was bittersweet. It was a reluctant rest, if you will. They're pissed off. You could hear in his voice. It's good to relax a little bit, but they wanted to keep playing. You know, they want another cup because this team is expected to win every year, and a lot of that is what they put on themselves.
And watching the playoffs actually hurts more than playing in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's the other thing I got from them. You're
right. In terms of your, you know, obviously the physical and the mental aspect of grinding through till June, but sitting at home watching, even though you're resting up and you got the feet up on the couch, maybe eating a little ice cream, watching it with the kids, not as fun.
No, not when you're supposed to be there.
And prospect camp, that's wrapped up. Few guys that you like that stood up.
Look, I basically had to choose between covering prospect camp and the convention, and I was right. I got a lot more out of the convention, but reading and staying glued to the coverage, and also hearing what Stan Bowman and Quinville said at the convention, guys who stuck out, we might not see in a Hawks sweater for maybe another two seasons or so. Alexander Fortin, 19 years old. Unsigned prospect currently, passed over in the last two drafts, but he led the camp with 5 goals, and a lot of his success in camp and why he looks so good is because Dylan Sakura was his line mate. Sakura's like 5'11", 160 pounds. He's drafted by the Hawks in the 6th round in 2014, and you heard Quinville and Bowman talk a lot about him. He basically is just a great puck possession guy, creates a lot of space. So I think you'll see more from Fortin and Sakura in the next couple seasons. Those are the guys that are talked about the most from media and the Hawks brass. And I think in terms of what everyone's wondering, who's gonna get the chance to play this season? In my opinion, from who those two talked about a lot and seeing how they've progressed. I was at the last few camps, seeing how they progressed from those and seeing some of them even play in the NHL last year. I think you see Hinostroza, Hartman, and Mott make the team right away, right out of the gate. And I think Hinostroza was perhaps talked about the most from Quinville.
Hometown kid, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Is he from Naperville?
I think. Is he from
But he's from one of the suburbs.
He's
a hometown
here.
Kid, so that's actually a very cool story.
Yeah, totally. It's
a great name,
like Darling. That's always great.
Vinny Hinostroza. That sounds like that's from like Welcome Back, Cotter.
Exactly.
Or something.
Hey, Vinny Hinostroza.
Hey, Vinny Hinostroza. You're
Sit
late.
Sit down.
Oh,
but no. Quinville said with Hinostroza, what he likes is his speed. He said, I think the quote's in my story, the prospect story. What he liked is his speed because when Quinville watched the playoffs and he was as bittersweet watching as everyone else, resting and watching somewhere he should be, is that he noticed speed in the playoffs. And the teams that were doing well in the playoffs had a lot of speed. And Quinville said the Hawks are missing some zip, and he said we're going to get that with Hinostroza. So I think Hartman and Mott, and I think you see Schmaltz will get the Teravainen treatment, and he'll get some chances later in the season.
And one more quick note I wanted to mention. We had talked about that top line and how Shaw was up there for the majority of the year. The trade deadline goes by. They get Andrew Ladd. Obviously, Ladd is no longer – and everybody kind of figured that they were going to be able to afford him anyway. He gets that deal out in Brooklyn. It's still weird to call him. Like, well,
yeah,
they play in
Brooklyn.
Yeah. But
totally. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah, yeah. $38.5 million. I think that was the right move for him.
Right. For Ladd, yeah. I mean, that's a huge payday.
Yeah.
Again, he's just like Shaw, but, you know, a first line player who was great here. They just couldn't keep him, so he wasn't going to play here. You know, he already played somewhere where he meant a lot to the team and to the city. He was the captain, like in Winnipeg. So why not just take a huge payday?
No.
Towards you know it was multi-year, but he's not, his best days are behind him.
And the funny thing is too, like the big paydays, at least this offseason,
ridiculous
in the NHL. But no. But compared to the NBA,
yeah.
I mean, Timothy Mozgov averaged 2 points in the playoffs for the Cavs. He got a $72 million deal with the Lakers.
It's unreal. When you compare them side by side like that, it's unreal.
It's
but
incredible.
Even in hockey, in terms of hockey and what guys
they
are
don't
worth.
They don't have that TV deal, though.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
And that's why MLB, I mean, just wait till the Cubs get their deal in 2019 or 2020. The NBA's is kicking in next year. That's why these cap numbers are insane and these contracts they're giving out. It's unreal. But unfortunately, the NHL does not have that.
No,
they
but
don't
still,
have that
still,
TV deal.
In terms of the NHL and what guys usually get, you still saw a lot of money being thrown around because it's a position sport.
More than usual, yeah.
Because when a team realizes they need a certain guy for that position, they're just going to throw everything they can at him.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what happens every year almost.
That's true. Put a bow on it.
Done.
Episode 1,
good
season
to be back.
2. Felt good.
Yeah, man.
Good to get behind the mic again. Good seeing your face as
you too.
Always.
And thanks for all your help last season and this season. We're getting everything going.
No, it'll be fun, and we'll talk again once the World Cup comes back around. And if there's any breaking news with the Blackhawks, by any means, hopefully not bad news injury-wise or breaking the law-wise, whatever. But if that happens, we'll be all over it as well. Remember, you can read his blog. That is Scott King, Chelsea blogger, WGNradio.com. You can also catch him in the Red Eye. For Mr. King, I'm Mike Jacobson. Talk to you in a little bit.